Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors St. Albert the Great. He was a bishop, he was a doctor of the Church. Extremely learned man. He had earned a doctorate in his own right before being declared a doctor of the Church. His most famous pupil was St. Thomas Aquinas. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you. Amen. As we've gathered now for the celebration of Eucharist, we know that we are given this time before we go any further, seeking God's forgiveness. Looking back in the past, how have we offended God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who made the Bishop St. Albert great by his joining of human wisdom to divine faith, grant, we pray, that we may so adhere to the truths he taught, that through progress in learning we may come to a deeper knowledge and love of you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The readings that we're going to be hearing today were chosen to be read on this feast of St. Albert the Great. A reading from the book of Sirach. He who fears the Lord will do this. He who is practiced in the law will come to wisdom. Mother-like, she will meet him. Like a young bride, she will embrace him. Nourish him with the bread of understanding and give him the water of learning to drink. He will lean upon her and not fall. He will trust in her and not be put to shame. She will exalt him above his fellows, and in the midst of the assembly she will open his mouth and fill him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding and clothe him with the robe of glory. Joy and gladness he will find, an everlasting name he will inherit. The word of the Lord. Lord, teach me your statutes.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
How shall a young man be faultless in his way? By keeping to your words. Lord, teach me your statutes. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. Lord, teach me your statutes. Within my heart I treasure your promise, that I may not sin against you. Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. Lord, teach me your statutes. In the way of your decrees I rejoice, as much as in all riches. Lord, teach me your statutes. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They replied, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the old and the new." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever this particular gospel comes up to be read, I think back, kind of kick in my memory banks, and between the 1980s and close to 2010, friends of myself would go down to Acapulco, and we would spend a week, 10 days there, maybe 2 weeks. Twice a week, I would walk down to Acapulco Bay because I knew that there would be fishermen out there with a net. It was almost like clockwork. And they probably went out at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to take that net out into the bay. And then when I got there about 6, 6:30, they were pulling it ashore. And it was filled with all kinds of fish, just like Jesus talks in today's gospel. There were the good fish. They put those in buckets, and they sold those to restaurants. And we probably paid in the evening quite a hefty price to eat a red snapper. But there were also other fish that were of no use whatsoever. And the fishermen would throw it into the air, and pelicans and seagulls would come and take it away and eat it there. They had another thing, though. They also would have poor people, people on the street, who would come hoping that the fishermen would give them a little bit of maybe not the best fish, not the worst fish that were thrown away, but something to eat, to take home, and to prepare for themselves. So all of that was going on, and it was so colorful and delightful to watch. Jesus in today's gospel is likening that net thrown into the sea, coming back, and there's going to be a judgment day. Do we want to gain the kingdom of heaven? We have to do things in the right way, because the angels are going to go out someday and separate those into the fiery furnace who are wicked. But the kingdom of heaven will be there for the righteous used in a very good way. I would hope that we always want to be centered on the kingdom of heaven in our lives as we live our life right now. So that when the angels do that separation, we don't want to be with the wicked. We want to be with the righteous. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think for a moment how your life of discipleship with Jesus is going. Are you ready for the kingdom of heaven like Jesus describes in today's gospel? We bow our heads for a moment, always asking the Lord to keep him the very center of our life, leading someday to the kingdom of heaven. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that he may continue to be a witness to the loving mercy of Christ on our world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and to marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that like St. Albert the Great, we may be open to the truth, and all we seek to grow in wisdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are hospitalized or homebound, especially those who are alone, that our Lord will draw close to them with his healing presence, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the souls of Rita Pichinsky and all the members of the Pichinsky and Kosiera families for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours. Those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid, please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise of the Lord of his name, for our good and all of his
churches. May the sacrifice which we gladly present on the feast day of Blessed St. Albert be pleasing to you, O God. For, taught by him, we too give ourselves entirely to you in praise through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, like St. Albert the Great, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, sure support, so that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so with the angels and the archangels and with the great multitude of the saints, we pray the prayer of your praise as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Albert the Great, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please extend to one another a sign of peace. Together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Through Christ the teacher, O Lord, instruct those that you feed with Christ the living bread, that on the feast day of Blessed Albert the Great they may learn your truth and express it in works of charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads. We ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today at Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've been listening to the Relevant Radio on my car whenever I'm in the car. And I'm a cradle Catholic, but okay. I've learned so much listening to you and the other people on the radio that it's amazing how it's helped my Catholic faith and understanding some of the things that we didn't understand as children as we were growing up.
Do you find that no matter how old you get, there's always not only more to learn, but maybe more to recover things that people forget along the way? And, oh, yeah, I learned that a long time ago, and I just kind of forgot about that. I find that that's right. It's a lifelong learning project, don't you think?
It is. It definitely is.
And I think a lot of people listening to you right now would probably have a similar reaction, that listening to Relevant Radio in general has been a way to recover and rebuild, in some cases, a lost faith. Not that yours was ever lost. But if it's making it your faith stronger, that's great.
It is definitely making it stronger because I'm understanding more things. When people ask questions, I'm like, okay. And then I hear you or Father Rocky or any of the other people on the radio talking. It's interesting to learn more.
Indeed it is.
And understand more.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Donate now to support the work of Relevant Radio.
Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drives, allowing us to focus on our programs and future needs. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at RelevantRadio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hello, I am so happy to be speaking to you.
Oh, thank you. It makes two of us.
I just want to tell you very quickly, I have not been involved in my Catholic faith since I was a young girl. I am 55, and I came across a radio station, Relevant Radio, while traveling in my car, which I do for work, and I got hooked, especially your show. I listened to daily, whether I get it live or on podcast.
Awesome.
And I'm back in the church. So thank you.
Awesome. Boy, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, thank you.
How did you, you mentioned that you found the radio program. How did you find it? How did you find Relevant Radio?
Oh, I'm one of those people where I'm listening to the radio. I can't find anything that I really like. So I keep hitting that select button. Mm. And something somebody was saying caught my ear. And I kept it on my radio for days. And I travel. I spend hours in my car every day. And then my 23-year-old daughter must have got in the car and switched it. But I downloaded the app. You know, so now I've got it all the time. I absolutely love it, and I love your show.
Thank you.
The information I get from your show.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Donate now to support the work of Relevant Radio.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drives, allowing us to focus on our programs and future needs. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. Or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.